Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're on part two or month two of our time travel series of articles involving Roxy and Shia. Now this time they're going to somewhere very new, very interesting and very different.
Yeah, I think they're going back to the time of the dinosaurs.
Wow, that could be a lot of fun. Do you like dinosaurs?
Actually, I kind of do. I think they're really cool.
Yeah, me too. I loved them when I was a kid. I loved to read about them. I loved to learn all their names and where they lived and what they do and what they were like. So let's meet some more dinosaurs as we read through day one of this article.
Back through time, day of the dinosaurs.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
We're still not home. Where are we now?
There are lots of trees. Does anyone live here?
Let's explore the forest.
No way. There could be dangerous animals in there.
Come on, don't be scared. This way.
Roxy, wait. Don't leave me here on my own.
Later in the forest.
I don't know any of these plants.
They're all much bigger than the plants back home. The trees are taller, too.
Shh! What's that noise?
Something's moving over there. It sounds big.
Look, Shia. It's a dinosaur.
We must be in the Jurassic period.
Roxy and Shia watch the dinosaur.
Forest. Forest. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Scared. Scared. Katie is scared to walk home alone at night. Katie is scared to walk home alone at night. Move. 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 Moved. Moved. It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving. It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving. Dinosaur. Dinosaur. I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid. I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid.
So our article begins by giving us some description. It says Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new. So they're in their time machine and they've come to a new place.
Next in the article, Roxy says, "We're still not home. Where are we?"
Yeah, where are we now? Because they went to the time of the Maya last time. Now they don't know where they are. Now Shia says, "There are lots of trees." So there must be big trees everywhere. And then he asks, does anyone live here? They can't see any people. They're thinking, how can people live in all of these trees?
Maybe there's fairies. We don't know.
We don't know.
But next in the article, Roxy says, let's explore the forest. So when you explore something, it means to travel through a new place so you can learn more about it.
That's right. Now, the thing they are exploring right here is a forest. F-O-R-E-S-T. Forest. And that's the first of today's Word Power words. A forest is a large area of land that is covered with trees. Here's a sentence. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Okay, so they want to, or Roxy wants to, explore the forest. But Shia says, no way, meaning I don't want to do that. There could be dangerous animals in there, like bears or something else.
Or wolves, or...
who knows?
You never know. All right, so next in the article, Roxy says, come on, don't be scared. This way.
Okay, so she's gone. She's not waiting.
She's a very brave person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we also see our word pair word, scared. S-C-A-R-E-D. It's an adjective, scared. When you're scared, it means you're frightened of something or afraid that something bad might happen. For example, I'm scared of ghosts. That means I'm afraid of going to places where I think there might be ghosts, like a haunted house. For example, we can say, Katie is scared to walk home alone at night. Katie is scared to walk home alone at night.
Okay, so Roxy just goes off into the forest. So she says, Roxy, wait! Don't leave me here on my own!
She's like, bye!
Yeah, so he has to run after her into the forest.
Alright, the article then continues to say, gives another description, says, later in the forest. So
okay. They
must have been walking for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't
Time
really
has
seen
passed.
Anything yet.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Roxy then says, I don't know any of these plants.
Okay, that's interesting. She doesn't recognize them. She's like, oh, that's the this and that's that. She just doesn't know. Shia points out something. He says, they're all much bigger than the plants back home. So maybe these plants are as big as he is, or even bigger. He also says, the trees are taller too. Okay, so they're taller than the ones he's used to. Now, in that part of the article, we use two comparative adjectives, bigger and taller. And today's magic box is all about comparatives. Let's check it out.
Magic box! 找亮点!
大家好, 又是我。 不是学士, 不是硕士, 是我。 奇怪博士 在我拜师学艺成为一位魔法师之前 我呢曾经是一位世界顶尖的医生 当时的我呢觉得自己拥有全世界 I'm smarter than everyone in the hospital 我比医院里的所有人都还要聪明 I am smarter than everyone in the hospital 你可能知道 smart表示聪明的意思 但是这边的后面加上 ER是什么东西呢 在英文里面呢就有所谓 比较级的用法咯规则的变化呢就是在形容词后面加上ER表示呢比较怎么样例如呢我们刚刚说的 smart 变成 smarter 聪明的变成比较聪明的既然有比较通常呢就是在两者之间做比较 A 比 B 怎么样所以呢我们在英文里面说比我们就会用这个字 than T-H-A-N 例如呢 I am smarter 我比较聪明 比谁聪明呢? Than everyone 比所有人都聪明 再举一个例子 My watch is more expensive than yours 我的手表呢比你的昂贵 My watch is more expensive than yours 比呢我们就是用them 过去的我呢就是这么拽这么讨人厌除了呢觉得我很讨厌之外呢你肯定也觉得很奇怪 expensive 这个字很奇怪 不是在后面加上ER就变成比较级了吗 原来呢当这个字太长了它有2到3个音节以上 我们呢就不在后面加ER 而是呢在前面加上more比较多 例如呢more expensive 除了expensive的之外呢 例如像是beautiful或是dangerous 我们呢也是在前面加上more more beautiful 比较美丽的 more dangerous 比较危险的 现在呢我们都知道比较级呢就是加上ER 或是呢在前面加上more 但是呢也是有很多不规则的变化咯 例如呢more这个字呢 就是many或者是much的比较级 表示呢比较多的 I have more power than Nick I have more power than Nick 我比我的同事Nick拥有更多的权力 少的形容词呢你可以说little 那它的比较级呢则是要变成less Nick has less self-confidence than me. Nick has less self-confidence than me. Nick 呢比我没有自信哦。另外呢，很常我们说到的 good 或是 bad， 好的不好的，它的比较级呢也是不规则的变化咯。This shirt looks better than the other one. This shirt looks better than the other one. 这件衬衫呢看起来比另外一件好看。比较好 good 我们就变成 better. But the quality is worse than the other one.But the quality is worse than the other one. 但是呢，它的品质呢比另一件差，比较不好。Bad 我们就要变成 worse。最后呢，是我们奇怪博士的英文魔法师养成班，帮你复习一下喽。比较级呢，通常都用在两者比较 ，A 加上 B 动词加上比较级 than B， 表示呢 A 比 B 还要怎样。形容词变比较级呢，通常在后面加上一二。如果这个字超过三个音节，我们不加一二，而是在前面加上 more。除了这两种呢，还有不规则的变化，比较多 more 比较少 ，less 比较好 ，better 比较差 ，worse。天资聪颖如你，肯定很快就能成为至尊英文魔法师了。You will soon get stronger。下次见。
All right, so back to the article. Roxy says,
Be quiet.
What's that noise? Does she hear something maybe strange in the distance?
Yeah, something's happening. Shia says he should be quiet. Roxy told him not to talk, but he still says something's moving over there.
Wow.
It sounds big. So this isn't like a squirrel running around. This is something a lot bigger or larger. There's two more comparatives for you. Now in that sentence, we saw the verb move. M-O-V-E, move. And that is our next word power word, so let's find out what it means. So move means to change or go from one place or position to another. We can also use it to mean make somebody do this, to move someone. Here's an example of move. It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving.It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving.
Okay, so we see that there's something moving.
What is going on? It's big. Is it a bear? Is it an elephant? I mean, what's it going to be?
Let's see. So in the article, Roxy says, Look, Shia, it's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur? What?Okay,
that is scary.
We did kind of give this away in the title and at the start of our article. But yeah, it is a dinosaur, not an animal that we see around today. Something a little older. What do we mean by dinosaur?
So dinosaur is our word power word, D-I-N-O-S-A-U-R, dinosaur. Now a dinosaur is a noun, and they are animals that lived on Earth millions and millions of years ago.There are many types of dinosaurs. Some are very large, some are very small. There are many different kinds. For example, we can say, I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid. I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid.
Me too. I did like to collect dinosaur toys. I like to read books about dinosaurs and find out about all of that kind of stuff. Okay, now Shia, he's going to reveal now that he knows a little more about dinosaurs than Roxy. He says, we must be in the Jurassic period.
Oh.
Now, that word Jurassic should be pretty familiar to you if you've seen movies like...Jurassic Park 1, 2, 3, and Jurassic World, which was last year, I think, or the year before, I forget when it came out. Of course, those are all about dinosaurs. Now, the Jurassic period, P-E-R-I-O-D, period, this is a part of history. It's an area of time, and it's the time when some dinosaurs lived.The Jurassic period was maybe around 200 to 150 million years ago.
Wow.
So we are talking a long time. One thing I will say, there were no T-Rexes in the Jurassic period.
They
came in a different time.
Were they before or after?
I think after, but I'd have to check my research notes. But there weren't just dinosaurs. There were also other animals in the Jurassic period. There were mice and things like mice. There were squid and things like squid and sharks. So very old versions or old kinds of these animals were around. But there were no humans in that part of history. Humans and dinosaurs never lived together in the same place.
That would be actually very scary to live with dinosaurs.
Yes, some of them. Remember, not all dinosaurs were big, meat-eating monsters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dinosaurs were small, like you said. And most of the really big ones just ate plants and trees like elephants do today.
Mm-hmm. But still, I think I would still freak out.
Yeah, if I was Roxy or Shia and I saw this dinosaur walking through the forest, I would probably turn and run right back to the time machine.
That is a very good idea.
Mm.
But let's continue reading the article because that's not really what they do.
What?
So, lastly, we have a description and it says, Roxy and Shia, they watched a dinosaur. So, I think they're more fascinated.
Yeah, mind you, that's true. If it's one of the big friendly ones, then you could probably just go, okay, it's safe here, let's look at it. And who wouldn't want to look at a dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the end of the first part of the article. We're going to find out what happens to them tomorrow. But right now, it's time for today's wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right.
Well,
so, I really wonder what will happen next.
Yeah, it would be very cool to see dinosaurs walking the earth again. I'm not sure how well they would do with all the cities, and cars and other things like that. We will just have to wait and see what happens in day two.
Yeah, so I guess all we can do is just wait. However, we can definitely play a game to help pass the time.
Okay, so for our game today, we are going to take the word power words from our story, okay? And we're going to use those words to make a full story of our own, a new kind of story using those sentences. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah, I think I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, well, the four words, the four word power words from today were forest, a noun, scared, an adjective, move, a verb, and dinosaur, another noun. So we've got a good range of words there. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to go first then?
All right. So, I walked into the forest.
Okay.
And it was dark and cold.
A dark, cold forest. Okay, you walked into a forest. It was dark and cold. I didn't know how to get home. Okay. Do I need to use a word?
Yes,
I should use a word.
Try to use
I was scared because it was dark and I didn't know how to get home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As I was trying to find my way home, I heard something move. I heard loud footsteps.
Okay.
And
I was very worried because I thought it might be a dinosaur. There we go. That's four. Let's finish the story.
Because I thought that it was a dinosaur, I was afraid to move.
So I stayed where I was, but then a light came on, and it was a policeman, and he helped me find my way home through the dark forest.
He's a very heavy policeman to make that kind
of... He was in his car.
Okay.
In my imagination, when it's dark at night and you're lost, your mind plays tricks on you, and you think you can hear all sorts of scary things.
Definitely.
Okay, that is all we've got time for today. So, thank you for watching. Join us again tomorrow and we'll see what happens to Roxy and Shia in the Jurassic period. Bye for now.
Bye.
Back through time. Day of the dinosaurs.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
We're still not home. Where are we now?
There are lots of trees. Does anyone live here?
Let's explore the forest.
No way. There could be dangerous animals in there.
Come on, don't be scared. This way.
Roxy, wait. Don't leave me here on my own.
Later in the forest.
I don't know any of these plants.
They're all much bigger than the plants back home. The trees are taller, too.
Shh! What's that noise?
Something's moving over there. It sounds big.
Look, Shia! It's a dinosaur!
We must be in the Jurassic period!
Roxy and Shia watched the dinosaur.
Forest. Forest. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Be careful of bears when you go hiking in the forest. Scared. Scared. Katie is scared to walk home alone at night. Katie is scared to walk home alone at night. Move. 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 Moved. Moved. It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving. It was hard to cut the baby's hair because she wouldn't stop moving. Dinosaur. Dinosaur. I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid. I liked to collect dinosaur toys when I was a kid.